Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This case is worse than you think. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's really sad that so many of these tragedies that are happening in our society, because you see the schools pushing this LGBT narrative upon these children. They become confused, and it just escalates to society where people are actually harming, killing other people because they don't agree with that narrative.
Yeah, more than half of our current cases, shockingly, are defending Christians who have lost their jobs, their security clearances, even their parental rights, for daring to oppose the LGBT and Q groomers agenda that developed as a result of the Obergefell versus Hodges opinion in 2015, the case that we are litigating now pending at the U.S. Supreme Court involving Kim Davis. The 2015 opinion affected far more than marriage, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. It affected a lot because in that case, it essentially said, and it didn't essentially said, it actually said it, didn't say it verbatim, but the result of it is this: gender doesn't matter in an objective gender-based relationship. That's the only conclusion you can get from that. Marriage, as we've known it, has transcended politics. It's never been tied to Republicans, Democrats, or Independents. They didn't invent marriage. It's not a United States invention. It doesn't belong to a state. It predates the Declaration of Independence. It predates the American Revolution. It predates the United Kingdom. It goes back to the founding of our history.
Creation.
The beginning of history.
Genesis.
Creation. Male and female, man and woman. You don't need to be a rocket scientist or a Rhodes Scholar to figure out marriage is between a man and a woman.
And God says male and female, you become one and you be fruitful and multiply. Well, with this LGBT agenda, that is not possible.
It's not possible. And so when you say five lawyers in 2015 that you can have two people of the same sex under the rubric of, quote, marriage, then what you have said is that in this gender-based relationship of marriage, gender doesn't matter anymore.
It's a defiance of God and trying to normalize the sin.
And so when you say, as the dissenters say, well, no, wait a minute, marriage does matter. It is a union of a man and a woman. Besides my religious beliefs, which certainly align with this idea, there's biology, there's just objective common sense. I don't even need to know somebody's DNA. It's pretty obvious, right? You don't have to debate it. It's part of the natural created order.
And you can't erase that DNA.
You can't. You don't have to debate that the sun comes up in the east and sets in the west. It just happens. It
right.
just does it.
You can dress like something else, but you can never deny your DNA.
Yeah, and to pretend that it doesn't exist, it does exist and it does matter. And so when you say it doesn't matter in a gender-based relationship, then it has consequences every place else. And for those then who still believe in reality, then you become the target for discrimination. And so that's why people lose their jobs. We have people that we're defending that have lost their security clearances, parental rights that we're arguing recently at a case coming up in the Maine Supreme Court. So here's just a few of the cases. So this is 10 years after Obergefell, 2015. Now we're in 2025. The aftermath has proven that Christians and the dissenting justices and our warnings were right all along. So Major Worley versus Idaho Army National Guard. Major Worley was removed from command after an LGBTQ subordinate claimed Major Worley's private Christian views about boys and girls' bathrooms, though he only mentioned this on his personal social media, created a, quote, hostile work environment, close quote, which made the subordinate feel, quote, unsafe, close quote. And worse yet, the investigating officer has now formally recommended that all full-time National Guard members' social media accounts be thoroughly scrutinized for Christian viewpoints, and that if you have this view, you should not be promoted, and you should not even be allowed to serve in the Army National Guard.
I mean, this is not only about common sense, but it's safety. Do you really want boys and girls' bathrooms? Really?
And here's another one. This is Clackamas, Oregon. Christian pediatric social worker is fired for objecting to a new county policy enforcing gender-affirming, I'm putting that in quotes, care for the only allowable policy for gender-confused children, and the county's plan to hide these actions from the children's parents. Now fired for objecting to that. A Maine domestic case, that case is coming up for oral argument at the Maine Supreme Court. A Maine judge ruled that a mother may not take her own child to church because the church teaches a biblical viewpoint of marriage.
And of course, we're defending all these Christian counselors who are simply trying to help these minors with their gender confusion, get to the root cause of their gender confusion. So now you have over 100 cities and states that have enacted laws that prevent parents from taking their minor children to these Christian counselors for help.
Yeah, and we overturned 23 of these, so now 87 of these are left. It was about 110 total. Now 87 are left. We overturned 23, but this case now is going to be argued before the U.S. Supreme Court with a decision no later than by the end of June 2026. Then you have Miss Northwest Florida 2025, a wonderful young lady who won the crown, and then she goes to the photo shoot for all the other regional winners in Florida to compete later in the Miss Florida, which then would compete in the Miss America. And she goes there to do the photo shoot, and she's presented with a brand new contract that had never been presented before. This is after she wins the crown now. She's there for a photo shoot. And the new contract is you have to agree that a boy can become a girl so long as by age 14 they go through surgery and the hormones. And she says, I can't sign that.
And she'd already been serving.
Yeah, she already won her
crown. Just quietly whisked the crown away.
And they retired her crown. Yeah. That case is still ongoing. We have a Montana realtor. His license was revoked. A Montana-based part-time pastor and realtor has his realtor license revoked for posting biblical messages about marriage and transgenderism on his personal social media, which the realtor board deemed to be, quote, hate speech, close
personal
quote.
Social media. Personal is a key word.
Yeah, we have a Virginia realtor fined and sanctioned. This part-time pastor and realtor, also part-time pastor and realtor, was fired by the State Realtor Association for posting biblical message also regarding the same thing on social media. The board deemed it also to be hate speech. Same thing. Different state, same thing. Montana, one in Virginia.
And you have Plymouth State University censored a student for refusing to comply with LGBTQ ideology in his journalistic articles.
Yeah, then you have California Public Schools Trans Information Directive, or Doctrination Directive, where California has ordered all school districts to hire staff and create classroom exercises and a variety of programs unabashedly designed to usher children, even as young as kindergarten, into so-called transgenderism. You have California AB 495, which is the child kidnapping law, seeks to allow any adult to take full guardianship of another person's child and get those children so-called gender-affirming care without parental consent.
That's tragic.
None of those abuses would happen if it weren't for, I think, Obergefell, because Obergefell, you know, the ring, the golden ring that the LGBTQ agenda was seeking was marriage, not for the purpose of wanting to be in a committed marriage relationship, particularly men. Men are notoriously open-ended in their relationships, in same-sex relationships, and that's well known that they have open relationships. So the men were not seeking marriage for what marriage stands for. In fact, some of the LGBTQ writers were saying they want marriage not for what it stands for, not for its committed relationship, not for monogamy, especially among men, but to abolish the very institution itself.
And affirm what they're doing, to normalize what they're doing.
And so five lawyers complied with that. Five lawyers, They violated the Constitution. There's nothing in the enumeration of the Constitution or in the history of the country that anywhere suggests it's a so-called constitutional right for two people of the same sex to get, quote-unquote, married. Continue to pray for this case, lc.org/Kim. It's at the Supreme Court of the United States. We need four justices to take the case, five obviously to win. They'll vote on taking or not taking this case very soon at the end of October. Continue to pray for victory.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.